Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, Dr. Bloom was giving us an illustration to demonstrate what repentance is. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Talk about repent and conversion. Let me use another illustration I've used on this radio program. I've used in my church and a lot of places where I go. But here's a couple. Now, I could use my wife and I as a couple, okay? We both dated. I mean, I dated a couple girls maybe when I was growing up, going through high school and so forth. And before I met her, I dated a couple of girls and seemed to have a serious relationship with one girl, maybe, but that was never, ended up in marriage, of course. And then maybe a couple of girls, you know, called my girlfriend for a couple of weeks, maybe, or something like that. But really, we never had that close a thing, but I liked them. You know, I liked those girls. Well, she had no more than two boys, or maybe even three, that liked her. They dated her. So when she and I were getting married, we were both repenting. That's it. We were repenting from all, I was repenting from any other girls, past, present, or future. I'm repenting from all of that and turning to this one. That's what repentance is turning from and turning to. You're turning from your sin. You're turning from this world. You're turning from depending on your works. You're turning from, but you're also turning to. Many have said, well, the word repent meant to change the mind. Yes. You're changing the mind. You're putting Christ as Lord in your life. You're saying, okay, I want my sin removed. I am a sinner. I deserve to go to hell. And so my repentance is to give my life to Christ. Repent ye therefore and be converted. So the conversion is this, okay? I'm turning from my girlfriends. Conversion is I'm giving myself to this lady who is my wife, to whom I've been married to for 52 years. It may even be 53 years when you listen to this broadcast. But I've been married to her all those years, okay? That is converted. My life changed. I wasn't single anymore. I couldn't just say, okay, I'm going to go out and just stay out here, do this, do that. No, I had a wife now. And she couldn't say, well, I'm wondering who's going to take me out tonight. Okay. So I'm just saying that those are things that we look at. And so we understand that that is repentance and that is conversion. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Now, let's imagine you have a husband or a wife that cheats on their spouse, but they're still married, but they cheat. Maybe even they cheat with another married person. Okay. That is filthy. That's rotten. That's low down. That's evil. That's sinful. In the Old Testament, called for the death penalty. But they find out. They make it right with God. They make it right with their spouse. Even if their spouse didn't know it, they know that they've sinned against their spouse, and so they want to keep all things up front. They want to make things all right because they believe when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, that at that judgment seat, he's going to make the hidden things of darkness are going to be revealed, and the intents and thoughts of the heart. What a bad time to find out, because if you have children, you got other friends that are there. And hey, Moses and all the other people that are in heaven, it's going to be revealed then. It may be loss of reward, but it won't be loss of your salvation. But boy, it will fulfill what it says in 1 John 2:28, ashamed at his appearing. In Mark chapter 4, I think it's verse 22, about the secrets being revealed. Okay, so they make those things right, and that means on the spouse that was cheated against, they have to be forgiving, and that's hard for them to forgive. But then they may learn that how much Christ had to go to forgive them. So whether it's a man or a woman that's doing the forgiving, they are learning that what Christ went through in forgiving them, but also they need to understand, as hurt as they are, that they'll never forgive someone more than Jesus Christ has forgiven them. That's forgiveness. And so they forgive, relationship gets restored. And so as Christians, sometimes we get away from God. We do those things that are against the will of God, the word of God. We sin. And those are times to come back. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, it's taken care of right there. You don't have to worry about at the judgment seat that being brought up because it was taken care of. Now, if like in the husband and wife case, you sinned against a spouse and never told her, that will be known, okay? That is something you'll be ashamed of because you need to make things right. People said, I don't believe that. I've heard that. And look, here's the thing that I use. Okay, let's say that you rob a bank, you got $30,000 out of there and you never got caught. 20 years later, you got saved, you still have over $20,000. You've increased that much to much more. Should you go tell the people that you've robbed from the bank? Should you turn yourself in? Maybe you killed somebody, maybe not on purpose, but it was a hit and run, and you killed them, and you panicked, you left, and now you get saved. Should you say, I'm the one that killed your son or your daughter or your husband, your wife, in that wreck? Or maybe you did some other kind of sordid thing. Well, yeah, you ought to do that. Why? Because the relationship with the world is much more important than the relationship with your spouse or someone you've sinned against, your parents. So see, my friend, have things right with God. Now, I went into more depth on that in a recent church service at our church, but I would like for you to look at that yourself. And just say, I want to have all things right with God and man. Because if I've got something there, how can God use me effectively for his service? Sometimes it's our own selves that hold us up. So the important thing, when we sin, we confess it to God, we rededicate our lives to Christ. We don't have to get saved again, but we can go back to that area where we're converted, just like the husband or the wife goes back to that person and says, I sin, would you forgive me? And they have a loving commitment to them. Now, you could look here at this verse that we're looking here in verse 11. Again, let's take a close look at it. He said here in chapter 2, verse 11, that it is the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That is a great verse. It really is. It's appeared to all of us. And I am so glad that it has, because I'd be in hell today if he had not appeared unto me. But after that, repentance and faith begins another life. And so, but we do see that it does bring salvation. That's what we're told here. In verse 11, for the grace of God, not what we've earned, the grace of God brings salvation, hath appeared to all men. Everybody has the opportunity. So, grace then is saving us and giving us. Grace is God's giving us what we don't. That is what we do not deserve. That's what grace is. Grace is giving us what we do not deserve. On the other hand, mercy We sing the song, mercy there was great and grace was free. And that's true. Mercy is not giving us what we do deserve. Now, do you see the difference? Grace is giving us what we don't deserve, salvation. Mercy is not giving us what we do deserve. That is going to hell. So, it is the grace of God that brought salvation. Since we've all sinned, we all deserve to go there. We've all that are saved have been under both grace and mercy. Now, let me make this clear that man does not save himself. Religious men do not save you. Christ saved you. In John 1, verse 12, we read this, but as many as received him, that is talking about Jesus Christ, the Savior, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, I take a couple different prescriptions each day, and I'll just go with one of them. It is one that is for my digestion. I say it's kind of like a Prilosec type, but only this is a one that's on a prescription and a 40 milligram thing. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel sorry for me. A lot of people go through that. What I'm saying is that that is something that I take every day. But let's just say that I decide, okay, I'm not going to take out for a few days. I'm going to eat some of these other things. And I'm going to eat some things that I might want to eat. And then they set my stomach on fire, and it feels like it's on fire for a couple of days. And the only way to get that thing taken out is okay, let's get that medicine and get it taken care of right now. I don't want to continue that way. Well, that is what happens when we get into sin. We turn from what we ought to be doing. Then the Lord chastens his own. And the only way to get that straightened out is to get back right with God. So we think of this grace and this mercy, but it comes by receiving him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them, verse 13, that believe on his name. Believing is relying on, just like I rely on that medication for my stomach, I'm relying on him for my eternal life, and so I am committed to taking that medication. And so we see that in John 1, 12 and 13. Okay, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood. You're not born a Christian. But, oh, you don't understand. My parents were good, godly parents. That doesn't change it. You were born not of blood, neither of the will of the flesh. Oh, you didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. Nor the will of man.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.